You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Oh, hell yeah!
It's Friday!
Woohoo! Hell yeah!
And we're back!
And we are back, motherfrickers.
What's up? Kane and Corey Show, how the hell are you? Great, great, great ook today. It's almost as if...
Great, great, great grandma.
It's almost as if... This is the best of Ook today. It's just a regular week of Ook, but
best,
for some reason,
Ook, you think it's the best Ook we ever had?
We were on fire. Yeah, I think it's the best regular season Ook that we've ever had today. I could have gone with 13 or 14 pieces, but I'm like, that takes way too fucking long. I'll save some of those for next week. So they're all good.
Wow. Good job, Jay. Hey, Jay. Job security.
Jay,
way to go.
We're the one who says it.
Yeah, but without Jay, we wanted to have...
Yeah. Don't fast forward to Ook. Just listen to the rest of the show if you're on Spotify or Apple. Wagner's and St. Peter, they lost. Cinderella stories for our local teams are over in the NCAA tournament, which sucks.
Did you guys fill out a bracket? I'll take who the hell cares for 500.
Yeah, see, okay, you know what? You're like Larry David. Larry David doesn't give two shits either. This guy could read the phone book and I would think it's hilarious. But he was on Rich Eisen's show and... Rich asked him about that. He's like, he fell out of bracket. Here's his response.
I'm informing you. Uh-huh. In the NCAA tournament, you don't have a bracket. You don't fill out brackets, do you?
You know what? Can I make an admission here?
Sure, yeah.
This tournament, mm-hmm. How much can I follow in sports? I'm supposed to know who's on drink? This is crazy. Crazy. Valparaiso! I know names on Valparaiso! This is insane! I don't know anything! Maybe I'll watch the semifinal, but that's it! What can I do? I've got the Rangers, you know, I've got the Knicks.
Yes.
I can't follow all these teams. How do people do it?
I don't know.
How do they do it?
Great question. I don't know either.
Who are they married to?
They're married to the game, Larry.
Huh?
So no brackets. You don't fill out any brackets.
No.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's
I got to say something. No one can say anything about my voice ever again. Okay? Y'all can go fucking suck a duck, dude.
Dude, he's almost 80.
Brackets! I don't fill out brackets!
He never used to sound like that. He's just getting a little hoarse around the edges. Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I watched the one where it started with the fucking selfie sticks and like they were like they broke someone's selfie stick.
Dude.
And I was like,
you are really missing out. It is the greatest show. Best friend Russ finally got on it. Kirsten and Rick are on it. This new season, it's funny, this new season you can tell he's a little older because his voice isn't as strong as it used to be, just like you heard there. It's not quite as bad.
But
he's still there, you know, the spirit is
Oakland
still there.
Oakland beat Kentucky?
Like you know what you're even saying right now.
I just looked at ESPN.com because I want to see what's going on. Because I enjoy, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the March Madness because it's exciting because there's a lot riding on this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I went to ESPN.com. First thing I see is Oakland, which is fucking, let's not go there, is the 14th seed, and they beat Kentucky, the third seed.
Yeah, that was the big upset.
That's a big deal.
Well, I mean, is it to you? This is mock.
Now
this
I'm invested.
Mock. This is feigned amazement.
No, now I'm invested because now I'm going to see how far Oakland can go with this. You know what I mean?
Really?
There was a couple of other upsets, though. Oregon beat South Carolina. That's about it.
Now with the sports report, Corey V. Well, give us the rest of the rundown and your insights. How far
I don't have
can
any
Oakland
other insights
go,
besides
Corey?
That. Oh, okay. NC State was 11. They beat Texas, which was number 6. So that's pretty. That's a little bit of they weren't favored to win, obviously.
Is this
lost.
All men's now? You got to make sure you're looking at the men's and not the women's.
I'm not good. I'm looking at it because I can tell by the score.
It's not 4-3.
DeKeynts. You ever heard of DeKeynts?
The what?
DeKeynts.
Duquesne?
It's DUQUESNE.
That's Duquesne.
That ain't fucking. I had English class. That ain't Duquesne.
That's Duquesne.
They got a stupid ass logo. What the fuck is that, man?
Hi, it's D-U-S.
D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E.
Yeah. That's Duquesne. The Duquesne Dukes.
Where the fuck are they from?
They are from Pittsburgh.
Duquesne. So I love the March Madness because all these teams come out of the woodworks. You never heard of these schools ever before. It's like,
come
got
on.
The most money to draft people?
If you're a sports fan, you've heard of Duquesne. I mean, I knew how to say
really?
It, for Christ's sake. Yeah, I don't know how to say
you've
a
heard
lot
of
things.
You've heard of Oakland basketball?
No, I hadn't heard of. Okay. That I hadn't heard of.
You knew they had a basketball team? I thought they had I thought they did parkour so they can steal and run away from shit.
It didn't surprise me to learn that Oakland had a university and a basketball team. I mean, most cities do have universities, but...
Yeah, you would think their university specialized in other things. Like
that's the only team,
police.
It's the only team Oakland has left. Well, they got the A's
picketing.
Technically for a couple more years, but...
You'd think they would be good at breaking into stores and running out.
You'd think. We have more health and wellness. Corey's getting the mafia on this fucking turmeric. You know what? I'm kind of tired of talking about it, to be honest with you.
and everyone keeps reminding me that it's turmeric because it's T-U-R. I don't spell it that way.
Is it? Oh, see, now you got
turmeric,
me saying it wrong.
Turmeric.
Turmeric?
Turmeric.
You know what? We're just better off not ever bringing it up again. We had a nickel for every time.
Wait,
even me, just
Oakland
me.
Oakland University's not even in Oakland. It's in Michigan.
Are you serious? Wow.
Are you kidding me? Really? I feel like an idiot.
That's hilarious. Well, one more wellness tip. Maybe you want to do this, Corey. I don't know. Check out what this this guy and this chick are doing.
Cheers. My name is Aubrey.
No.
What was that?
And we are addicted to drinking our urine.
Oh,
and I have not drank
yourself.
Water for years now.
Each day I'm consuming about a half gallon of fresh urine. It smells like buttery popcorn.
My name is Nick.
Fuck that.
Smells like buttery popcorn.
What in the...
He's like, I haven't been drinking water in 5 years.
So what the fuck? You can't just only drink urine. You can't just only drink urine. That's not possible. Because if you only drink urine, urine's the best that's coming out of you. That's all the recyclable shit. That's all the fucking...
Rachel said, literally just gagged my coffee.
Gold Coast Dem's like, no. Rachel gagged my coffee. And they're just so... Like she's swishing it around the mason jar like it's a glass of wine.
This is, can't be real. She's like, baby, we got to get on TLC somehow. Let's just pretend like we're drinking pee.
She's describing the bouquet.
Even Bear Grylls said you can't do a lot. Bear Grylls said you can only do a little bit because it's bad for you.
I mean, okay. What would urine have to do for you? What would the benefits have to be for you to drink your own urine?
Ain't no fucking way, Kane.
What about living forever?
I don't want to live forever. I want to live a long time. Okay. Maybe if I... no. Fuck, man.
Wow. It's a quick Google search.
Can I put some Mio in my urine and drink it?
No. Straight up urine. Think about what it would have to give you before you would drink. When it comes to hydration, water, electrolyte beverages, and most other drinks are likely safer to consume than urine. You don't say. There are no health benefits to ingesting urine. According to this, WebMD.
Yeah, what are the side effects?
Any other drink is likely to involve fewer health risks. While in small amounts, urine is unlikely to cause harm, it will not offer benefits either. Potential risks of urine? It's a potent combination of salts and chemicals your body's attempting to remove. These chemicals can cause significant health problems if you consume them. Dehydration?
Mm-hmm.
Thirst? Increased thirst?
Yes, dehydration.
Yeah. Interference with medications.
All right. I think they're just trying to stop people from drinking their piss.
See, now I don't know.
Nah, because those problems aren't really that. Like, I don't know.
Infections?
What kind of infections? You got to elaborate. You can't just say infections.
Okay, depending on the method for gathering urine, it may also contain bacteria introduced from the genitalia. Some of the bacteria can lead to serious infections. It doesn't say.
See, I don't know. Sometimes now I'm to the point where, like, I think they want us to not do things because, like, that could be the cure for things. You know what I mean?
Are you on team urine now?
I'm not saying I'm on team urine. I'm just saying. What if it had apple cider vinegar effects? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, there are thousands of people who do drink it. I mean, I've heard a lot of stories, and they say it's got benefits. I mean, and the way we distrust the medical community and the industry and the pharmaceuticals and all of that so much now, who knows?
What if a tablespoon of urine a day in your water was like supposed to be some health remedy, like really good for you? Would you try a tablespoon of urine a day?
Yeah, I would.
What if it was going to heal your kidneys?
Oh, dude, I drank your urine.
Wow.
I'd milk it myself.
Gay!
I'll hold your penis, put it right in my cup, drink the urine. Dude, if it's going to heal, if it would heal my kidneys and make them new again, make them whole again, what wouldn't you do for a healthy body? I mean, of course you're going to do that. Wouldn't you?
Would you take it in the ass for a healthy body?
Because then your asshole's not really that healthy. It's like
they bounce back.
What if you had someone pee in your butt, your kidneys would be better forever?
One time?
What? Is this one a Would You Rather Friday?
One time? Sure, one time. Go ahead.
Pee in your butt.
Wait. Are they peeing from outside of your butt?
No,
or are they peeing, inserted?
No, they got a dock and pee in your butt. What if they pulled out? What if they pulled out and were like, just kidding, and like ran away?
Well, I would do a little more. I wouldn't just trust the person telling me. Like if some random dude's like, hey, you know,
I heard.
If I pee in your ass, your kidneys will be healthy. Like, I'm not just going to go, oh, really? Okay. I would have to do some research, and it would have to be proven that it would work.
It would have to be your kidney doctor. You're going,
A guy came up to you, you didn't know who he was, just out of nowhere, and he looked at you, and he just did one of these things and goes, there's problems with your kidneys. And you're like, what the fuck? And he's like, he puts his hand on you and goes, I can tell that this kidney is bad, and if you let me, I can heal it. And you're like, what the fuck? All right, I'm hooked. How does this guy know anything about me? And he's like, all I have to do is pee in your butt. And then this kidney will be healed forever. And then he did it, and he was like, just kidding, I'm a mafia member. And then just left.
Yeah, no, see, before you even got to that last part, I was going to say, nah, something would be up. Yeah. There's somebody, look for cameras. He knows me somehow. He knows someone who knows me. I don't know. I wouldn't, can't trust that. Yeah. But there was nothing, let's say that you have a damaged heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, see, I don't know. They told me I don't. I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
Well, now you're told you don't.
Yeah.
Well, let's say you did.
Okay.
And, you know, just one time, yeah, had to drink a little semen. Are you doing it to fix your heart and stay alive for your kids and watch them go to college? Or
do you have to sell it like that?
Are you being a homophobe and not drinking the semen?
Lexington, I just want to see you down and tell you this real quick. Buddy, I'm not going to make it that long. Because daddy ain't no homo. Daddy ain't no gay.
Yeah, but is it?
Well,
it's
no,
not-
I don't think it's homo. I don't think it's a homosexual act if you're unless you get it out of there yourself.
Unless you're extracting it from the source.
Right.
What if it can't touch air at all? It's got to go straight from dick to mouth. Like it can't, no air can touch it. Like
so you're tapping the tree yourself with your mouth. That's gay.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Daddy, just do it to save your life. No, wait, son, I can't.
But you're not doing it for pleasure. You're doing it for health reasons. I think that might eliminate the gay part of that.
What if you happen to like it while doing it?
Then the gay part comes back in. But
why is this here?
Wow, just all this from a urine video.
Wow, dude.
I don't know, though. The overarching point is we'd be surprised at some of the things that we would consume.
You suck dick to heal your kidneys, but then you get hit in the head with an AC unit. You were going to die like that anyways. You got hit by a car a day later. You got pee in your butt for no reason, dude.
Boy, would you be pissed. You know what? You wouldn't be, you know how they say your life flashes before your eyes when you die? You'd miss all the good stuff because all you're focusing on is, motherfucker, I got pissed in the asshole for this.
For nothing.
And you know what? Your kneecaps on your forehead.
AC unit to come out of a window and hit me in the head, dude.
And what's crazy is there are groups probably out there, if you search for it, that believe the medicinal effects of getting shot in the mouth with some sperm. You know what I mean?
Urine, enema. Oh, my God. There's the people that do it.
Well, there are people who will do it. You Google anything, and you're going to find somebody who does it.
Urine, enemas. Oh, my God. Side effects. Urine, enema.
Benefits. Oh, my God. Health benefits of fucking urine therapy. Urine massage on teeth and gums. It cures Peoria, an infection and bleeding in the gums. Use urine in your ear. Get the fuck out of here.
Now, look,
dude.
I was on WebMD, and they were saying nothing positive about consuming urine. Now, what website is this? It goes right to your point about how you can't trust doctors.
This is Uvana Nature Foundation. Claims that claims are created that drinking urine might treat these conditions: allergies, acne, cancer, heart issues, infections, wounds, stuffy nose, rash, stings, autoimmune disorder, boosted system, thyroid problems, chronic muscle pain.
I am so. Well, we're all, we've all been. What's the word I'm looking for? Programmed to believe certain things that I was so quick to believe WebMD. What am I doing? That goes against everything I stand
Check
for
this
and believe
out,
in.
Dude, listen to this. Precautions of using yourself urine. The person should drink at least 5 liters of water every day, along with your urine. Don't drink just your urine. Drink water as well. Person should use 100 to 150 milliliters of first urine in the morning. The person should not take anything half an hour before or after your urine. All medicine should be stopped except for blood pressure medicine, heart and diabetes medicine.
All right, so WebMD got that one right. They said it could interact poorly with your medications. So that one they got right.
In starting, a person can suffer from loose motion, fever, pimples, but no need to stop the urine uses. It's the cleansing of the body. Your urine is cleaning your body.
Hmm.
For better results, a person should do urine massage at least 3 times a day, old urine, and take a bath after 10 minutes without using soap. So someone's got to come pee on you. Massage, man.
You busy later? Or?
Some guy came on here, Dr. Jay Singh, came on here and said recommended treatment is very effective, provided very good knowledge.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, instead of just some random doctor who's been taught by the elites, right? They don't teach him everything. They don't teach him natural medicine. I'm going to rather listen to somebody who's used it and has experienced all these
benefits. I don't know. Listen to this. National Institute of Health, NIH.gov, which is a fucking reputable place, said the golden fountain is urine, the miracle drug no one told us about. Urea has been known to be a potent diuretic. Mm. And it's been used by application since the 19th century.
Actually, the golden fountain was that monkey who was drinking his own piss out of his penis when it was... remember that video?
It's been used in Europe, in Egypt, Greece, and Rome. Advances of medicine were used. Forgotten. I mean, this is urine therapy. Wow, dude. I don't see this on my mind.
See, you are team urine. You laugh at me. You're team
my
urine.
Mind, dude, my mind is like, what the fuck, dude?
Could you please do it for the bit? It's your pee. What's the big deal? It just came out of you.
I'd rather drink golden milk.
I might have to drink it with ice, though, on the rocks. The thought of drinking warm urine would be just... If I had urine on the rocks, I could probably do it.
All right. We put you that. All right. Let's put you
urine on the rocks, dude. I'll take some of your fantasy urine on the rocks.
They say that urine's actually also used as a good vaginal douche, like to clean out a vagina.
Hey, girl, let me pee in your vagina.
What the freak? Wow.
Ricardo says, Corey, if you put a shot of pee in your upgraded golden milk... I hate when I'm reading a comment and it disappears. Corey, if you put a shot of pee in your upgraded golden milk, it'll go viral for sure.
Yeah, I'm good. I can do other things to make money. I don't got to do that.
He said, Cat says, keyword is out.
It just came out of you. Well, you know, if you put it back in, it's going to come out again.
They say drink it right at the beginning of the day on an empty stomach, dude. Like, just like you would do celery water.
Yeah, it's because you're going to throw up.
Right. To jumpstart a vomit?
Are you trying to lose? You know what? That's probably a good weight loss drug. Because you're constantly throwing up.
Urine with a splash of apple juice on the rocks, dude. Yeah, why not? You'll never know the difference.
All right, so now where are you? You started as a complete zero, right? When we started talking about the urine thing.
I'm not ruling it out.
Hang on. I played the video. You were a zero. Read the WebMD thing. Still a zero. Now, you read this website with all these holistic...
Multiple
websites with the holistic magic. And you're kind of on that kick. Now, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as drinking your own urine?
5.
Wow.
Kane, I guarantee Monday's show...
I'm guys, on the fence, dude. I don't know, you know?
Guys, you got to try this urine therapy. I did it over the weekend, and I feel amazing. Watch, it's going to happen.
This is incredible.
Next, when you got to freeze your own shit, freeze it, then blend it with your banana smoothie. In the
yeah, no. I think I would let my kidneys wither and die before I would do that.
If someone said you got to eat shit to heal your kidneys.
No.
I couldn't get past it.
Dude, I'm calling my lawyer to get the will going. I'm out. Eating shit. I mean, how many licks did you get through? Two girls, one cup. How many licks before you shut it off?
Oh, dude, not even one, dude. Not even one.
Once I realized what they were about to do, I'm like, no. Yeah. And I couldn't click off fast
enough. As soon as I hit the cup, I was done, dude. You know there's people out there to eat shit, though.
Oh, I know that. Wait, just for fun, on one of those same websites, see if there's any benefits to eating shit.
Okay. Fecal matter.
Poop.
How about the people that eat the placenta of their kids and shit that come out?
That's actually supposed to be good.
What are you like? In a nice way.
Wait
white
a
sauce,
damn minute.
Sauce? Well, God.
Fecal transplantation is a way of treating certain infections. Okay,
right, that's
fecal transplantation.
That's a thing. That's not
that's
consuming
actually says,
it,
actually
though.
Says there's benefits for that.
Well, yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh, there's no.
You know, some days you wake up and you think, God, what are we going to talk about on the show today? And then sometimes they just present them. Things present themselves.
Is there any benefit to eating human food?
Oh, I gotta use that picture. Oh my God.
What is
that shows
turd,
the
like
microbiome is capable of protecting our immune systems. The gut biome has been the rage for the last several years. If you haven't heard about the gut biome, either you live under a rock or you haven't researched how your body works. The gut biome, often interchangeably called the gut microbiota or the flora, are trillions of small bacteria and fungi that live in your intestines. We have these critters all over our body, but the most reside in our gut. What these small bugs do for us is truly amazing. This place is trying to say that you could eat shit, and it will be beneficial for you.
Scale of 1 to 10. You started at 0. Now where are you?
I'm at a -5 still.
Yeah, no, I don't care. Again.
It'll curb your bowel disease, obesity. Yeah, of course it's obesity because you're not going to fucking want to eat. Gut infections, and possibly Parkinson's and fibromyalgia. Well, since fibromyalgia is a made-up disease, Parkinson's, though. Hey.
Kirsten, I'll let you know when I get Parkinson's. Maybe when you got Parkinson's and that's the shaky thing, right? If you got it and like you're shaking all over, you might be desperate. You might just, okay, well, what the fuck? What have I got to lose?
So the phrase Carrie said, eat shit and die, is a lie? Yeah, actually, eat shit and live.
Yeah. Kirsten says we all need to taste our own pee on Monday's show.
I'm not doing it. Not a fucking chance.
This guy
put up in a forum. The question is it safe to eat my partner's poop? So my girlfriend told me she wants me to eat her poop the other night. I've been shaking and crying ever since. She seems to be dead set on making it happen. Should I give it a shot and eat it? Or how do I go about doing this? Then he asked, how much poop should I eat until I die? Here's the fucked up thing. He went under the bed and found poop pictures and human feces pictures in a box under her bed.
That's enough.
What the fuck?
Did you hear about that kid? Remember, you ever hear the story about the kid who, like, his whole life as a teenager, once he was first able to ejaculate, he ejaculated in the same shoebox over and over and over and over.
God.
And it got, Google the picture of the shoebox the kid came in.
Am I going to throw up?
Yeah, probably. Like, what if, like, what if somebody said, okay, take that shoebox, make a salad in there. You got to eat a salad out of that fucking shoebox.
Come, is it called
that's a cum Caesar salad, dude.
Oh, but no.
You seeing it?
Wait. Is it
there's a picture of it? They show you a picture of this gym box, dude?
Is it, hold on, let me share this. Is it this one?
I can look it up myself, I guess.
Wait, I don't know if it's. Is it this one?
Christine, oh, for fuck's sake. That's gross.
Is it this one, Kane?
Let me see.
I'm adding it. Hold on. Is it this one?
It looks like the one in the middle here. Yes, the cum box. Click on that one in the middle. All those pictures are, yeah, they're all the same box. Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
That's the cum box. That's years and years.
Get the fuck out of it. Click out.
That's years of ejaculate.
What is that?
That's different. That's not it.
Jeez.
That's years of that, but there you go.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's not a horrible idea, but you got to, like, you know, switch up the box every now and then.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Corey, did you look?
I'm not looking.
I did. Kayla's like, take it off.
I'm distracting myself.
Antonio goes, well, good morning, and I'm out.
Yeah, everybody was bitching about, everybody thought it was so disgusting. I forget the college, but there's a college who's in trouble, at least a frat who's in trouble for hazing. And all they did was, it was just a bunch of boys with their shirts off. Everybody had their shirts off. And one guy climbed into a garbage pail, garbage, whatever, can. And the other guys drank gallons of milk really quick until they threw it up, and they threw it up on him in the can. That sounds like a day in paradise compared to the shit that we've been talking about.
No, that's still illegal. I don't want someone to throw up on you. Want someone to puke on you, or a bunch of dudes just throw up on you? That's gross.
Rather than eat your own urine?
I'm suing your ass, dude. I'm suing the whole school.
As far as hazing goes, though, that's nothing. And I mean, I'm sure the kid who got threw up on, it's just milk, right? I'm sure the kid who got threw up, he wanted to so he could make it into the frat, you know?
I mean, that's not cool, dude. Broomstick
up the asshole or milk thrown up on you.
Okay, don't, just because it's two different things don't make either one any better than the other ones. That's gross.
I know, but just comparatively speaking now, it makes it seem like it's not that big of a deal.
I don't want to get fucked with a broomstick, but I also don't want to get thrown up on either. Those are both fucking disgusting.
Forbidden Ball says, what the fuck you guys on this morning?
You know what they made us do for our initiation for the high school baseball team?
What?
Is they made us dip. Like, put dip in and run around until we threw up.
On someone?
No, we didn't throw up on anybody.
Oh, that's nothing.
No, but they still made us at 16, 15 years old, 14 years old, do chewing tobacco.
Are you traumatized by that today?
I remember it, and I remember how gross. I remember, like, I can't even look at tobacco anymore, like because it makes me feel sick.
You know what's funny is, I bet it's the same for you guys. Most of your core memories, the things that you remember most, either smelled terrible or something bad happened.
Yeah, like, bad shit.
You don't remember, like, in my mind, I don't remember really the good sense. You just remember, like, oh, my God, I remember that time I threw up my own vomit. Oh, God, it stunk so bad. You always, your senses are heightened to the bad shit. That's the stuff you remember.
Do you want to talk to us about how much bad shit you had? I had some good memories.
Yes? Okay, you got some good memories? I remember the smell of the hotel that my mom used to have to take us to.
Like one night stands, but.
Well, those are gross and or good smells. It depends on who you are. Mostly gross to me. Bleh. I started spring cleaning a little bit yesterday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I saw the videos of you going through your boxes.
Yeah, spring cleaning takes a long time. Does anybody else have the same issue? You think you're going to, like, oh, I'll just throw some shit out. You open up every little single piece of paper. You look at every single thing in the box. You've gone through two boxes in 3 hours.
And you haven't done shit. You haven't cleaned anything.
And all you do is like yesterday, there was like a random screwdriver in one box and some other stuff. And like you throw a couple things out of the box, but the box goes right back to where it was.
Yeah.
You're not cleaning anything.
Well, what are you trying to do? What is your mission? Like,
I don't know.
Spring cleaning's like not, I don't know.
I've just got so much. Sometimes I feel weighted down by the shit that I have. Like looking through some of the old radio things from, you know, 30 years ago. I'm like, God, I'm not even that person anymore.
Who am I? I'm not even that guy.
Dude, I played a clip. I deleted it. There was a clip I found. I used to host a syndicated radio show called Future Hits. And I found a CD from one of them.
Is that when you guys play like Elvis and like the Beatles and stuff?
Yay!
Yeah, no. Future Hits. There's this new guy coming around the block from Memphis. His name is Elvis Presley. Okay, let's do it.
This particular episode, the very first song, it's me coming on. And I'm talking real fast and like this. And it didn't sound like me at all. And I'm introducing a new one from Tracy Chapman, Give Me One Reason. Which came out in 95.
Give me one reason to take it.
Great song, right?
Back around.
You know what I said? And this is a syndicated show that other people edited that let this go to other stations all across America, probably over 200 radio stations. I was still myself. I cracked a joke. I said, before she was a big music star, Tracy Chapman was a lot of things, including buckwheat. And
Oh my God.
And they left it. They left it in. I heard that and I go, oh my God.
Can we hear it?
It was a different time then.
You didn't delete it. You still have it, you piece of shit.
I should have kept it out for this reason. But I put it back in the box and the box is back in the closet. I'll dig it out this weekend for Monday.
Yeah, get it this weekend because we want to hear it this weekend. But you
incredible. I was shocked when I heard it. I go, oh my God.
Wow.
How did you leave that in?
Wow. What else would you say before that? Would you say fucking she worked on the railroad, dude? What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Again, different time. When I worked with Booker, you remember somebody named Betty Shabazz? You can Google this story. She died. She was set on fire.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
She was burnt to death. And Booker goes on the air maybe that night or the next day or something, and he goes, yeah, I got some tickets to see Linkin Park. These are hotter than Betty Shabazz.
Oh my God.
Wow. Jesus.
The shit that you used to get away with.
Yeah. Who was Betty Shabazz? Who was that?
I think she had something to do with Martin Luther King or something like that.
Yeah. I'll go.
Like a relative?
That's awful.
Yeah, Carrie says you would be so canceled today. Well,
my God, in a heartbeat.
She was Malcolm X's wife.
Malcolm actually. X.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. They set her on fire?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were just all disciples of Howard Stern.
Yeah,
all the shit that Howard said back in those days. I mean, that's all it was.
Because that was cool and everyone wanted to be that shock jock. It was a fucking... Jeez Louise.
Right, so you can't look at it through today's lens. You have to look at it through, not a big deal.
Here's a bunch of boys trying to be in.
Right. Other job was buckwheat. And there were tens of people who had to okay that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now I think it's mean, but then I was probably laughing my ass off. I was like, that's...
Oh, yeah, you probably thought was the best thing you ever said. You're like, that's hilarious, because she looks like a pickle for a nickel.
Yeah, Paul, I'm with you. I love the 90s, too. I miss the 90s. It's hard to be the same guy now as you were then. A little changed and slightly more sensitive.
You grow up. Yeah, you realize that things hurt people's feelings and shit, so yeah.
But still with the same sense of humor as far as you got to laugh at things.
Yeah.
You know? If I were Tracy Chapman, I think that would funny. I would think that was funny.
she doesn't seem like the type of person that likes that joke, though.
She doesn't seem like she laughs a lot.
No, not at all.
You laugh at this.
Give me one reason to stay here, or I'll turn it back around.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Great song. I forget who sent me this. Remember, the Mafia sent me this. If you're not doing anything this weekend, why don't you get your buddy? Get your buddy and go sit in a parking lot somewhere and practice car jujitsu.
Car jujitsu.
They call that sex in an Altima.
Car jujitsu. Maybe. if you're like trying to fuck in the Miata.
Yeah, you're trying to get into like, why the smart car right. only has two seats?
It's two dudes. I mean, these guys are all, you know, it's there's teams and uniforms and stuff. It's two guys. They go against one another. You sit in the car, clip your seatbelt on, and then they say go, and you start wrestling in the front seat of the car.
It's fucking crazy. I had one of these nights with my friend Josh. I punched him in the face because he was pissing me off. And I remember because he was a big dude too. And I remember him. He got out of the car and he looked at me and goes, "You just punched me in the face." And I was like, "Yeah, you want to shut up?" And then he got back, and he was just like, "Don't talk to me." And then we kept driving.
Wow.
He didn't do nothing. Yeah.
So the first maneuver, one of the key maneuvers of car jiu-jitsu is you try to make it so the other guy can't unbuckle his seatbelt. So that's the first thing you go for is his seatbelt. But usually, you know, they'll flip it off and then you just start to wrestle. There's one guy, I don't know if they call him the strangler or whatever, but his move is to wrap the seatbelt around the other guy's neck.
Oh, yeah, that would be, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, boy, Jay really enjoyed that.
Wow. You know who would be good at this? Ted Bundy.
Well, let's take a look at car jiu-jitsu.
He defends his seatbelt, but Leroy gets it unbuckled first and is now in mount. Q has his seatbelt all the way around the carotid. Leroy Davidson prides himself on fast seatbelt chokes, and it looks as if that's his plan. Oh, he's in a bad spot. Q Davidson is completely cut off from oxygen. He's got Leroy Davis in his lap in the passenger seat. And this, my friends, looks like a crime in progress. Oh, and somehow Q Davidson has removed the seatbelt from his throat and he slid a knee in to create some space here. He needs to get out from under Leroy Davis, who has got the seatbelt against his throat again. Leroy Davis, very creative, very inventive, and a car jiu-jitsu championship. He calls himself the seatbelt assassin. Q Davidson.
Yeah, there's a play-by-play guy, color commentary, a referee. There's ads on the car. I mean, it's crazy.
If this ends up on ESPN, I'm going to be fucking livid.
Look at all the logos. Car jiu-jitsu. If you want to follow it, it's car jitsu underscore championship.
There's going to be fucking car jitsu classes for women now too, dude. You know damn right. They should already have them, to be honest. That's pretty fucking smart to show women what they could do if a guy tries to fucking get them like that, dude.
All right, just like the first time, Gerke's going to block the seatbelt escape attempt. And now Chambers trying to make some distance here. Gerke's got the ankle. He's looking to mount Chambers in the passenger seat. Chambers just looking to get the hell out of there. Chambers making just a little bit of space here, looking for an escape. And Gerke's just looking to add some pressure, it seems.
Looks like he's fucking.
This guy's towing his asshole and stuff.
Now, if he does achieve mount, that will be 4 points, but those 4 points will not count during this match.
Close your
All
eyes.
Points
so
score.
The goal is you have to achieve mount.
No, your goal is whoever comes first loses. Close your eyes and listen to that shit, dude.
Okay.
During the match, we'll count on this season's leaderboard. You have to win the round by submission
at
Car Jitsu Championship.
No.
Something crazy hanging out of the pants leg here of Gerke. Oh, excuse me. I've just been notified that that was the heel of Chambers. My mistake. We're going to go back to the action here where we've got a seatbelt choke attempt thwarted.
Oh,
all right, just like the first time, Gerke's going to block the...
There you go.
Yeah, they're all definitely going to Buffalo Wild Wings after and then fucking each other, like, circle jerk after that.
88,000 followers on Instagram. And, if they put cornhole on ESPN, they'll put karjitsu on ESPN. Why not?
Karjitsu is fucking so stupid, dude. Come on, man. It's just a bunch of men breathing heavy trying to wrestle in a car, man. That's so fucking. That's the gayest sport that I think. I think cornhole is way less gay than that.
It is because you don't touch your opponent.
Yeah, you don't. Fucking
this is a way for straights to be all transition. Up against other guys without anybody calling them out on it.
Antonio
said, "Are there any single gals in the chat here that want to try cornhole?" And Jenny answers, "I do." I'm kidding.
Staten Island Chris. Now, this is his words, not mine. This is as tarded as the Special Olympics.
Oh,
I would watch the Special Olympics every day, all day. before
Special Olympics is awesome. What a great event.
Yeah, no, I love it. I used to volunteer for that.
I donated to that once.
Hmm?
I donated to the Special Olympics.
You were an athlete?
No.
You better have won.
I donated, not my time, money.
Oh, God. See, some people value time more than money. I'm of the opinion that, because I hate to do stuff too, there's nothing wrong with writing a big old check.
No, dude. And you buy things with that, dude.
It's sitting on your couch and watching TV.
Yeah.
Just knowing that you've provided uniforms and snacks like Cheetos and Doritos for these kids.
Me walking's not raising anything. Me buying, me spending money is doing more.
Yeah. Do you really need me? Do you need another person on the sideline going, you can do it? Oh, great job, Jimmy. Great job. No, Jimmy's fine. Jimmy doesn't need me.
And plus, Jimmy gets anxiety when there are too many people around. So, like, let me stay back. That's
true. So what you're doing is you're thinking of Jimmy.
Thinking of Jimmy. I'm not going to go because I don't want Jimmy to get nervous.
Right.
Who the fuck is Jimmy?
I don't know.
And what kind of tism does he have? Just made him up.
My brother Mike had a friend named Jimmy. That's probably where I got that.
Jimmy!
You know what's weird? Oh, you know how they are like cancer clusters? Some neighborhoods.
Yeah.
There's a school, was it in Linden or Clark or somewhere in New Jersey? There was a school. They were never able to figure it out.
I think it was
all
Linden.
These kids and all these that went to this particular school had like brain cancer, got brain tumors.
Yeah.
So every now and then there's a cluster of certain things. There were four mentally retarded boys that lived on my street alone growing up.
So what you're trying to say is you think it's contagious.
Not contagious, but...
Well, what makes sense then? You just said there's a cluster of kids that had brain cancer.
Well, but brain cancer is not contagious. There was something...
In the water or something.
In the water, in the air, a vibration, something, electricity tower, whatever that was causing it. There was something in my neighborhood that might have been causing that. But that's because that's rare, man.
I'll tell you what it was. Your dad's fucking dick, dude.
It's probably all your siblings,
dude.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Your dad's fucking cock was causing all of it, dude. That's the only thing they had in common is your dad was banging everybody.
The light bulb just came on.
One of the guys' names was Mike Waddell, I think was his name. And then there were like, I think there were three Mikes. Crazy. And then Jimmy.
Dad's dick.
Dad's dick did it, dude.
Maybe it was the air raid siren that was like
Ronnie
a block
said it
away
was
from us.
Colonia High School.
Colonia High School.
Colonia, yeah. I thought it was Linden, too.
I knew it was somewhere close. But that's weird. I bet you haven't seen four in your lifetime in person.
For what?
Not on TV.
For what?
The TISM kid. A mentally retarded kid.
I've seen four. In real life? My friend Matt had one. His brother had to live in a bed. Like, he couldn't go anywhere. He just lived there in the bed.
What did he have?
I was a kid, man. They just said that he was the R word.
They love when you start tiptoeing around.
Mental retardation.
If you don't have Patreon, you can't see his face. But
what do you want me to say? I don't know what you want to say.
No, but before
I tell you what, though, if you're a pilot... They say, you know how many times the airplane says retard when you're in there? Retard, 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 retard. I watch pilot videos all the time now. When you land, you're too close to the ground, it says retard.
Yeah, it's an actual word.
Yeah, well.
If you get in my way, you're retarding my progress.
Yes,
To retard something. Yeah. What? So wait, was that? That's not true. I've watched a lot of airplane crash shows and stuff. I've never heard of... Pull up, pull up. I've heard that. I've heard.
Nope.
I've never heard retard.
Nope. Yep. Look it up. Jay, look it up real quick. Look up retard on plane.
All right. I'll do it.
Retard.
On plane. I mean.
No. Oh, that's the wrong way to write it, dude, on Google.
Retard.
When GPWS calls retard, what does it mean? It's a reminder to pull the thrust levers to idle on landing. Okay. All right.
So it means mass.
Yeah. All right. I won't, but you were right. I give you that one. Wow. Paul Revere says, I've never been offended. Was there a but at the end of that sentence? Yeah. But now. Until now. Speaking of airlines, just real quick. All the remember when the Alaska Airlines door fell off?
Yeah, of course. How could we forget that? It just happened
mid-flight. There were four bolts. The plane actually rolled out of the fucking, right off the assembly line, missing four bolts that was supposed to hold that door on. Anyway, I guess all those passengers have been contacted by the FBI that says they may have been victims of a crime. This might
they're
have been
make a point. Nah. So what they're going to do is they're going to make a point to fuck the people that involved making that plane. They're going to put them in jail, and they're going to prove a point that if you guys keep fucking up like this, you're going to jail too, because they can't be having this shit. I think what it was, and you tell me if I'm wrong, you think I'm wrong, but you ever go into IKEA and you get some parts and you realize they got like two extra screws or two screws that they don't have there?
Sure.
And you're like, fuck it. And you fuck with the table. You're like, I don't know. It's going to hold. It'll be fine. It'll be fine without these extra screws. Probably the same shit happened. You know what I mean?
So you're saying,
it was some guy at the assembly line that was like, fuck, man, we're out of four screws. The other guy's like, well, they don't come until tomorrow. And he's like, well, they said we got to get this one today. He said, fuck the four screws. It's going to be fine without it.
We have to deliver the plane today. They need it today. Let's just get this thing out of here and use some tape for now. So you're saying a guy is so desensitized by putting planes together that he no longer cares about the people who will ride the
plane.
Do you honestly think they give a fuck?
So
you just think that he now thinks of an airplane as a shelf from IKEA or a dresser IKEA. Yeah.
And you know what? Another thing too. I think that they heard about the fucking hires about how they're now hiring people that aren't qualified for the job, and they're probably upset. And they're like, you know what? You want to do that? Well, fuck this. I'm gonna fucking leave some screws out. That's what's gonna happen anyways. So I think they're getting bitter. I think they're getting lackadaisical. And I think that. I think that's what it is.
Well, my dad used to say a lot. Oh, that'll hold.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Maybe that's him. The assembly. Oh no, that'll hold.
There's probably so many other things on all these other planes that are half-assed that we don't know about yet because it hasn't come to fruition. You know what I mean? It hasn't happened.
Yeah, you're nuts if you think that's the only plane flying that's missing a few bolts or rivets.
Yeah, see, that's why Bill Crosser's right. Planes were too safe for too long, and then people got complacent. And I think that's the truth. I think people got lazy. We're to the day and age where people are lazy now. A lot lazier.
This is why you're better off with a 10-year-old plane.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
They cared more. They're more solid.
Yeah.
Same thing with cars. Older cars are way better.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Tesla.
If you bought a refrigerator from the 70s, it's still working today.
Still works. They're colder than anything.
They used to build things to last.
Yeah.
And now they build things to make more money off you. They build things to break, so you got to buy a new one.
No, not even that. Just quickly. Get it out. It's not quality anymore. It's quantity. Quantity over quality. But Tesla did the same thing with all their cars. They had so many issues with missing panels, or this wasn't on right, or this was crooked, because they were just trying to get it out quickly. It was just slap it on and go.
Cheap materials, cheap labor. Yeah, speed.
Yeah, but guess what? These fucking guys that are making the planes, they know which planes not to ride on. They can see which flights are leaving and which plane is which. I'm like, I'm not riding this one.
You think
they
they're
know
making
better than anyone else?
Making notes. I saw Gary. Really,
no, I'm just saying in general, like
number 470,
like the MAX planes.
So,
like you heard the guys that worked at Boeing were like, don't ride those planes. They're like, I would not tell my family not to get on that plane.
Yeah, you would listen to that part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, however, the person who invented ivermectin, we were told, was a crazy person, and his video got pulled off of YouTube. So, you know, I don't know. Doble says, yeah, he nails it. He says, the government wants to take over the airlines. Of course, they want to take over everything. It's part of their plan for 2030. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, that's what it is. Ook! I did it again.
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used, then there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's out of context.
All right, are we ready? We have 10 pieces. Kane said
I may have oversold it. I hope it's as good as I said it was at the beginning of the show.
I mean, we had a lot to do, too, because you called me earlier.
I'm not sure I've completed a sentence today. I really shouldn't do that. I really shouldn't go ahead and say stuff like that. I'll just let you decide.
All right, here we go. Number 10.
And he's touching on it. He goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, that hurts bad. He goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Play it again.
And he's touching on it. He goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, that hurts bad. He goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, yeah. All right, that little bit at the end was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the,
that,
yeah.
That made it worse. Yeah.
Yeah. He was touching on
be,
it.
I must be lagging today, or something's lagging. Someone said I was behind.
Behind what?
I was lagging. Someone said I'm behind a little bit. Maybe it's lagging on my end.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Okay. What was the what was the
context
fantasy?
Of that? You went to the doctor. Oh, the fantasy. The fantasy. Listen here again.
And he's touching on it. He goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, that hurts bad. He goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, yeah.
No, just guy was touching your penis, and he was just touching it in a way, and he was asking you if it hurt, and it would like hurt in a good way. And that's where you're like, oh, yeah.
Hurts so good.
God. Yeah, it hurts so good. It was actually about your knee. You had a torn, your torn, what was it?
Meniscus or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you jumped in a thing, and somebody jumped on your back. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Oh, I remember. It happened to me.
Number nine.
Stop squirting me, you know? I'm like, not doing it.
Ew.
Stop squirting me, you know? I'm like, not doing it.
And you're trying to, like, I'm not. It's like a fire hose. You can't control it.
Oh, God.
No fantasy needed.
And that was in regards to Corey's new awakening of his health. And you were like, when he came on the show, you said, actually brought up the fire hose. You're like, you just came out and squirted us with a fire hose with his change in his mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go,
stop squirting me, you know?
I'm like, not doing it.
All right, here we go. Number eight.
The juice comes. Yes. Juice comes out. This happens when I touch this? Yeah, that's what happens. See, the juice comes out.
Oh, my God, that comes out of there?
The juice comes... Yes, juice comes out.
Yeah.
It's
like two cavemen that just found out what happens when you rub your dick. You know what I
mean? Yeah. He's like, did this happen to you? You're like, yeah. Juice comes out.
Yeah, it comes out.
Juice.
That's exactly what my scenario in my head. What it was about was you were talking about
cavemen. Is that what you did?
Yeah, well, no, just you guys like you had never seen a penis before, and you were like, "What comes juice? Look,
the juice comes. Yes, juice comes out.
Like you were explaining to them how a penis works.
Okay,
that was about carrots. You bought carrots, and you're like, "How do you juice them? You're like, you can't get juice out of a carrot.
Oh yeah,
and
you can get juice. You can get a ton of juice.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Oh yeah, I remember the time I tasted that. Like, I spit it out. Oh my God.
Came in with his first blowjob.
Wow. Actually, these two go together. Listen.
The juice comes. Yes. Juice comes out.
Oh, yeah. I remember the time I tasted that. Like, I spit it out.
Ew! Kane don't like juice.
Staten Island Chris called it birthday sauce.
Ew.
Anyone called the sauce. That's
no scenario for that. We were talking about when you first ate Broccoli Rob.
Oh, okay.
Tasted Broccoli Rob and you spit it out. Remember?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Next one.
Like a shot. I take it all at once.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Straight to the point. Yeah, yeah. I'm a real man.
He doesn't
man.
Even need
man.
To go slow. He just...
Like a shot. I take it all at once.
Yeah, just, man, yeah. Just everything. You don't even like come up for air. Just
all down.
Yeah, all down at once. Yeah. You're talking about the turmeric shot. Because you were talking about Kane like was trying to make us. He bought turmeric. And he's talking about how potent it is. So you were like, just do a shot. I take it all at once.
He bought the root. Yeah.
The root. Yeah. All right, here we go. Next one.
You got a big dick?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's flopping around. What? Was that ook?
What was that from? You got a big dick?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's flopping around.
Yeah. Wait,
what is that about? That sounds very much in context.
No,
you got
sure
a big
does.
Dick?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's flopping around.
Well, it sounds like you guys are talking to each other as you're laying next to each other on the bed. That's the out of context.
Well, I didn't get that
dick?
Part. Yeah, well, yeah, it's flopping around. Yeah.
Wait, did I say you got a big, what does that say?
Listen.
You got a big dick?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's flopping around. It sounds like you're asking me if I got a big dick.
Yeah, that's the out of context part of it. Yeah, yeah. And the situation with this one, I don't remember the context because it was from, like, when you were in Texas. Like, it was, I don't remember. Yeah, and you picked it. So here we go. Next one. Four more.
No, I don't want, it's just too much work. You got to tuck it in.
Yeah.
you going cross-dressing today? Nah, it's just too much work.
Be like, I know you're gay, Corey, and I know you like men, but are you going to like transition and dress like the app?
No, I don't want it. It's just too much work. Yeah. You got to tuck it in. And,
yeah.
You're going to wear this romper? No, it's too much work. You got to tuck it in.
I'm going to normalize the bulge. That's my goal.
We were talking about, Kane, you said you make your bed every morning. And you asked Corey if he makes his bed every morning. And he said, nah.
I don't want it. It's just too much work. You got to tuck it in.
That makes sense.
Oh, yes. No. Okay. Michaela the D-back told me the context of the big dick one. It's flopping around. Mike Tyson's training video. It just came to me. Mike Tyson's training video and his blue boxers. And Corey hadn't seen the video.
No, they weren't even boxers. Them were tidy blueies.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck they were. Yeah. So that's
how Corey wasn't here that day.
No. And we showed the video and then Corey hadn't seen it. And then he asked, well, you have a big, right. Okay.
There
here we go. Next one. Three more.
You can jack it as you're sucking, I guess. You can do the suck. You can do the jack and suck.
Oh my God. What was that again?
That was from yesterday.
Because you said, you were like, how many different ways are there to do it? And then you go ahead and proceed to show us all the different ways.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's
that's not out of context. I meant what I said.
No, but it is. Listen again, and then I'm going to give you my scenario.
You can jack it as you're sucking, I guess. You can do the suck. You can do the jack and suck.
So my thing was, Corey walked into the room, and you're sitting there, right? You're sitting there like this, and you go, Corey goes, so how do you want it? And you said,
you can jack it as you're sucking, I guess. You can do the suck. You can do the
you're
jack and suck.
Man, oh, you're a sick man, you're sick.
Are you
sick
enjoying these
fella.
Ooks today, Corey, or not?
They're all gross.
Did you just catch a drool?
Yeah. And my mouth still got, I got sores in my mouth still. So.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because I feel like they're really involving you this week in dirty ways.
Real heavy on fucking sucking and jacking.
All right. Two more.
This one's hard. This week, you came fucking hard.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Turn back around.
This one's hard. This week, you came fucking hard.
Yeah. You came fucking hard, bro.
Yeah. It's almost like I'm on a dating show but for like penises. You know what I mean? I'm just like, this guy, because the music in the background is like, this guy came hard. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're trying to whittle it down, right?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a picking. Yeah.
My thing was you guys were having like a sessions, right? And this was like the second session. So the first one wasn't as hard, but then
he can't be creative and like come up with a scenario like, you know what I mean, dating game. He's got to be like, yo, you guys are just in this room fucking
about it. Be like,
for the 150th time in my head.
No, but this is what I was thinking. Like, Kane, the last time was all right, but...
This one's hard. This week, you came fucking hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, in that scenario, it sounds like Corey should be proud of himself.
Yeah.
Because I made you came fucking hard this time. God.
Holy moly.
That was when we were playing Read My Lips, and you gave him a hard one that he couldn't...
Oh, yeah.
And you said, this one's hard. You came hard with this one. Yeah. But, it's a new one. Okay. Last one. Here it is.
I had it wrapped up in a pair of sweats, and she pulls it out, and she's holding it and looking at it like a monkey who's never seen one before.
Now, that is a perfect out of context.
Yeah. Right.
That's a perfect... That one is right there. It's like, that is one you will show a convention. Like, you know what I mean? You'd show, put that on a PowerPoint and be like, this is what it is.
If you're trying to teach other radio shows about out of context
what's,
and how to do it.
What's out of context? Yeah. Yeah. The other one's just like, jack it and suck it and fuck it and look it and suck it in your mouth and look it.
Yeah. Christine says, winner. Yeah.
Play that one again.
I had it wrapped up in a pair of sweats and she pulls it out and she's holding it and looking at it like a monkey who's never seen one before.
Why does it have all this skin on it? What's the actual context of that?
Kane, you know the context, right?
Yeah, it was, remember the, I got my bag checked at the airport, and the woman took out
my microphone
wrapped in a pair of sweats.
Yeah.
And I was trying to tell him, it's a fucking microphone, you talk into it. And she's like, holding it up to the light and shit.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think the mafia is saying.
I like the way I said monkey.
Listen again.
I had it wrapped up in a pair of sweats, and she pulls it out, and she's holding it and looking at it like a monkey who's never seen one before.
You're a monkey. All right, I think that's the one that goes into the Hall of Fame there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they chose.
Chris with a K. Damn, this week is bringing some awesome ones. I think I changed my mind to this one. Yeah, see, I told you. Yeah, all right, so yeah, they were pretty good. It was a good batch, right, Corey?
Yeah, it was all me.
I didn't mind that.
Besides the one, you being like, well, I got to hold it and jack it.
The jack and suck. That's the- That will never not be funny.
It should be called that.
It's the jack and suck.
Oh, whatever. Let's do some news.
And now, location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Well, if you just bought a Raven R500 model crossbow, take it back because they found that those can discharge unexpectedly.
Okay. What in the Renaissance Festival community are you talking about? What did you just say? A crossbow is being recalled?
I just thought it was funny that there's crossbows, 1,300 of them that have been recalled because they discharged by themselves.
Whatever psycho owns one of those is just going to be like, they're going to keep it because they wanted to unexpectedly release by itself. I didn't mean to shoot your dog that was barking in the backyard. It happened because it unexpectedly let go.
You know the saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people? You can't say that with crossbows.
Yeah. No, this crossbow has a mind of its own, dude.
Crossbows don't kill people. Well, sometimes they do.
Forbidden Balls, you got a crossbow? He said he's got a Barnett crossbow.
Did you ever have archery when you were in school?
No. That's probably why I can't shoot a fucking bow and arrow for the life of me, dude. You ever get one of them fucking, the toy ones? I can't make it work for nothing, dude.
Well, the toy ones, you can't make, even the professionals can't really make a toy one work because they don't have the right, it's not the right, I don't know what the word is.
I don't know if I don't hold it right, so it goes all the fucking like.
Oh. Yeah, we were taught archery in elementary school. Real bows, real arrows. We had a big yard, big playground at our school, and they would put these hula hoops way down the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would stand at the top of the hill and shoot them way in the air, and whoever got in the hoop got like a free Dr. Pepper.
Did you go to school with Robin Hood?
I did. Yeah.
Back they taught you, they got they taught you archery because that was the only weapon you guys had back then. That was the military only used bow and arrows, dude. That's all they had. The gun wasn't invented for 10 years after that, you know?
Oh, that's funny. What's $1 million worth to you? Losing your legs? This guy sat in dry ice on purpose in Taiwan. He sat in dry ice for 10 hours with his legs in there just so he would ruin them, get them amputated, and then claimed that he suffered from extreme cold while riding on a scooter at night, hoping his insurance would pay him a lot of money.
Dude, what the insurance fraud in Asia is so fucking nuts. Do you see the videos of the Asian guys pretend like they get hit by cars and they lay on the fucking ground? Like people have to, everyone there has to have a video camera in their car because people will run up to your car, hit your car like you hit them, and they'll lay there so they can get insurance money.
It's a thing?
That's a huge thing there. Wow. Absolutely.
Well, anyway, so this guy went through it all and everything, and they said, fuck you, because Taiwan is a subtropical region, and cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation due to natural climate factors in the flatlands are unheard of.
That don't happen there, yeah.
They're trying to do that in Florida. I live in Key West, but I'm going to claim that I get.
It was 57 degrees last night, and my legs froze.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Olympics have lifted the sex ban. Remember last Olympics? Because it was like around COVID and they were like, well.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. You can't.
They handed out condoms, but they said you can't have sex. Well, this time they can have sex.
That's like giving out free rental cars and be like, you can't drive.
Right?
Don't use this, but you can't use it.
They're thinking about putting $45 million into this. The Great American Trail. It would connect the coasts, making it possible to walk from the Atlantic to the Pacific and back.
That would be fucking so cool.
So cool.
It would, right? I would think that there would have to be...
All the rapists would be there, dude.
There would have to be... Right. There would have to be security booths, and there would probably be pop-up hotels... And things like that, restaurants all along the trail.
Oh, yeah, it would be the Route 60. Yeah, that would be a good way to make money. Think about all the food trucks and shit. Because people are going to do it. People are going to fucking do it. I would. That sounds like fun.
Food trucks. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they would do. One obstacle, though, is the Ohio River that separates West Virginia and Ohio. They got to build a walking bridge. That could cost $35 million or more. But I think that would be cool. Go for it, man.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Great American Trail.
They already got a Great American Trail. It starts at the Rio Grande, and it comes right up through fucking Mexico, up through Arizona and New Mexico and all them states.
I know you're going for a joke, but I don't follow. Wait, hang on.
The
Say
Great
it again.
American Trail starts from the Rio Grande, the Rio Grande.
What the fuck?
That's
I don't
in
get
Mexico.
It.
Basically, in fucking people are coming from Mexico all the way to the Great American Trail. Jesus
Christ.
Wow,
how did I not get that?
Wow.
Holy shit, dude. It starts from the fucking border and comes all the way up. The one place they got to cross to get across the river to come to America.
Yeah. I follow you now.
No, that's all right.
I get it now.
That's okay.
No, it's good. It was my fault.
Yeah, you're damn right it was. I'm not taking blame for that. Geography, bitch. God damn.
I thought the illegals were crossing the border in Alabama.
I thought it was the Mississippi River.
What's this? Rio Grande.
I thought that was the type of burrito from Taco Bell.
You mean the aliens are coming over from Iowa into Missouri?
What's Grande?
I thought you were talking about Starbucks. The world's heaviest blueberry has been grown in Australia. Took a year to grow and weighs 70 times as much as a regular blueberry. Oh, nature.
GM no thanks, dude.
Oh, you gotta use that in some of your fucking in some of your cooking videos. That would work.
Yeah. That's this is funny. Organic. No, the fucking ain't.
GM no it ain't. That's good. And the French Bulldog is the most popular dog breed in America.
Yeah, which is dumb because they're man-made dogs. I got one, and she's got to have nose surgery soon because like they can't breathe. They got so many problems with hips. Yeah.
The hips, too? I just thought it was they can't breathe.
Their hips get messed up, dude. Yeah, it's a designer dog. It's not a. They weren't made in fucking nature.
Put a breathe right strip on its nose. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
No?
Won't help. No. I had to do a thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't get one of those. They slobber, too. Ugh. Rest of the top 10, Labrador Retrievers, number 2. They're always popular. They're always up there. Golden Retrievers at 3. German Shepherds at 4. Love a German Shepherd. Smart dog. Poodles. How do you say?
Dachshund.
Dachshund, yeah. Bulldogs, Beagles, Rottweilers, and German Short-Haired Pointers.
Hmm. Now, where's the pit bull on that list? Is it?
That's it. That was the top 10. Oh. Really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby.
So, let's go with this first. Among the most contaminated foods because of pesticides are strawberries and blueberries.
Mm. That makes sense. That's why you got to buy only organic. Get the organic ones. I know it costs a little bit extra, but damn, dude.
That punchline, or
yeah, should I hit the dump?
Oh shit, that's right. This is hold on. No. I also heard you left out schnozberries.
Hey, yeah, most contaminated pesticides and strawberries, but they're nowhere near as filthy as dingleberries. I thought you might hit that one.
I know. You know what's really dirty is Barry Manilow.
Oh.
Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. I'm being rude. You're fake news.
Never. I'm a fan of Low, yo.
No, that's right. I forgot.
Doctors in Boston have transplanted a pig kidney into a human being.
I don't trust any doctor that can't say car correctly.
Oh, Boston.
Car. Yeah, in the car.
They said the operation was a success and he'll be going wee, wee, wee all the way home very soon.
I heard he was so hungry after the surgery, he pigged out, dude. Now, every time he ties his shoes, they call it a hog lace, a hog tie. No, okay, all right, that's stupid.
He never used to like football, but now, all of a sudden, he loves because of pigskin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of ruined it. That's fine. Sometimes that happens. Hey, we can't win them all.
I ruined your grande joke.
You started it too high, though, dude. You started too high, and then we.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go from there.
You can't top wee all the way home.
No.
I should just stop now completely.
Yeah.
A survey found that Americans find happiness in small things about 8 times a day.
So,
God, Corey.
My fiance is the happiest. Oh, it's a match. Oh, great.
That's almost a total match. I don't even need mine. Computer issue caused 2.5 hours delays at DMVs across the country yesterday. Nobody noticed.
No shit.
Jenna Bush.
So what caused the delays the other days?
Yeah. No shit. Never mind. That could be misconstrued. Jenna Bush says her dad didn't care when he was mocked as president.
Oh, I don't know.
Neither does President Biden, because he thinks he's governor. A new study named McAllen, Texas, as the most obese city in the U.S.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
They're so obese, they also came in second and third. Now, that is a perfect example of a really bad joke.
Yeah.
Stupid. This is stupid, too. Kim Kardashian kisses Emma Roberts. Have you seen this in the new trailer for American Horror Story?
We were just with Emma Roberts the other day, right next to her, at the Kelly Mark show.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a joke, though, for that. We didn't really say anything to her. It was like, no, we didn't talk. Oh. She was like, we saw her. We passed by her like 4 or 5 times, though. Like, she was just like right there. We're just like,
didn't say anything? Wow, what a bitch.
No, I know.
Kim Kardashian kisses Emma Roberts in the new trailer for American Horror Story. The episode is called The One Where They Scissored.
Wait.
That's a Friends reference.
Kim Kardashian kisses Emma Roberts in the new trailer. Okay, so it's only a matter of time before Emma Roberts is in rehab.
Hey, there you go.
Everyone she kisses is fucking crazy.
Now she knows what every NBA player's cum tastes like. Just thought of that one.
Oh no, does Emma Roberts hate Jews now too?
That's a good one.
Well, let's get the hell out of here. I don't need it either. I'll save it.
It's in the saliva, dude.
I didn't know you could get secondhand anti-Semitism.
You can, dude. Quick! Somebody put on 21 Jump Street fast!
I never used to hate Jews. I don't know what happened.
Oh, this is what funny. This is a funny thing she said on the show. You'll be able to see April 1st. She said, yeah, I used to shop at Dash when I was a kid, you know, back when I lived in Calabasas. And like the other day I was thinking like, oh my God, isn't it funny how far we've came? And I'm like, bitch, you're from Calabasas. That's where the celebrities moved to. What do you mean how far you came? You were already there.
Maybe she was in the slums of Calabasas.
Yeah, I don't think they have those.
I know. Very nice place. All right, have a lovely weekend.
Later.
Kane and Corey.